Welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest is Sheila Gallagher from Anchorage, Alaska, and we are in Iran in a hotel, our next to last day here, and just getting her views as a very sophisticated lawyer and sophisticated world traveler, and from a state that we in Puerto Rico, we go and visit, but we don't really talk in depth with Alaskans.
With us locals.
And of course, in Alaska, I imagine, what percentage are, you know, are born Alaskans, and what percentage
very
are
few.
Very
although
few?
Although they're more and more and more, because a lot of the, like my generation, a lot of our children are either staying or coming back after college.
Oh, yeah, good. That's a good sign.
Oh, that's a very good
that's
sign.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, very good
that's
sign.
Sheila, in terms of your other experiences, we talked about Iran and all, your other experiences of traveling throughout the world, I know you have a traveling companion that you met in Liberia?
Algeria.
That's what I think.
And then we shared a gare in Mongolia, and then the three of them who were on that trip came up to visit me in Alaska.
So this is basically like your fourth getting together, mm-hmm. and of course, one of them was in Alaska, home country. You were the home team.
I was the home team. Definitely.
You're the home team. But of these different travels, which one do you really treasure the most? You found most interesting, and you learned most from. What are factors you want to put in? What was when you look back of the different trips you've had?
Well, I absolutely love Syria, and so I'm just sick at what's going on now. All mm-hmm. the places that I was that are no more, basically, are just rubble. It's very sad to see. I found those people to be exceptionally gracious and helpful, even if they weren't sure what I asked and I didn't know what they answered. I mean, they were trying to... I was wandering around Damascus all by myself trying to find a present for a friend. And they were trying their darndest to send me to the right place.
Right.
And I was being careful. I didn't take a camera into that one market because I was going to be sensitive. And I collect baskets, and I went into this basket shop, which reminds me, I didn't get a basket. Went into the basket shop, and the man was so disappointed that I didn't have a camera to take his picture, and he whipped out a 1926 National Geographic and showed me an article about his father and grandfather in this very shop.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, we're right in the midst of real great tensions with Syria. In terms of Damascus, as compared to like the city that we're in right now, it really is a shame to hear and see what's happening there.
Well, Damascus is the oldest continually inhabited city in the world.
In the world, so you can't be more historical than that.
But it's just a mess now.
Yeah. And, okay, well, we have to take a break, and hopefully we'll be able to continue this interview as we move on from the hotel to our airport and all. So
okay.
Thank you for being with me, Sheila.
Thank you.
Well, we were interrupted at the hotel in Isfahan, and we're now at the airport, and continuing my interview with Mrs. Gallagher. We were talking about the experiences you had. Syria was one of the places, especially with what's happening now. Where else, in terms of places that you visited, that you found, you know, especially exciting or different, and you know, when you look back, were very special?
You know, I don't really have to leave home to find places that are very special. I was lucky enough to spend 10 and a half years on the state local boundary commission. Volunteer commission, but I went all over the state, so I slept in cannery floors. I rode in snow machines and every kind of conveyance. I climbed over walruses and seals to get from one boat to the other. So that in and of itself, and two times it was such a controversial proposal that was up that we had to decide on, that we kept the airplane running so we could make a quick exit.
Mm-hmm. So. But the jurisdiction or the what the Boundary Commission did
That's a constitutional commission, and if an area wished to incorporate as a first or second class city or change their classifications, the Boundary Commission had to determine whether or not they had the resources and it was a sufficiently homogeneous area where it made sense, not only the people, the transportation routes and all that.
Is this for election purposes or
no,
this isn't the outer boundaries of Alaska? This is within Alaska,
is
the
within
provinces
the,
or
yeah, you, this is within the
counties?
State of Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah. Our boroughs are, they're not quite equivalent to counties in the U.S. because they were more powerful. But yes.
Okay.
Local government entities is what we were talking about.
Okay. Well, we're interrupted again.
We're
so
leaving.
We'll continue.
Okay.